goes through a lot of the history of Israel and how God blessed them, and they would eventually turn from God. He'd give them up. He'd go back to them and bring them back, and they'd forsake God, and they'd serve idols and so forth, and he would give them over to their enemies. And down in verse 61, it says, he delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hands. And they felt like the Lord had left them. But in verse 65, it says, then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. So the Lord had kind of let them go with their own ways. And then he finally, it's like he woke up and he shouted, and he went and he destroyed their enemies and poured out, you know, his fury upon them, like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. And then in Jeremiah 25, and verse 30, again, this is talking about the Lord pouring out his fury upon the wicked nations. In verse 30, it says, therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. So the Lord's going to give a shout when he comes to judge the nations. And it says here he's even going to roar. And that made me think of Isaiah 42. In verse 13, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. So did you know the Lord's a man of war? He is, and he knows how to battle. And then one more in Hosea 11. In verse 10, it says, they shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. So he roars like a lion. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah, right? So he's going to roar like a lion. And if you've ever seen that or heard that, that's pretty scary when a lion roars like that. But I thought of many verses in the Bible as I looked up the word shout. And a lot of times you see the word shout combined with a trumpet. And this, into Joshua is one of them, when at Jericho, Joshua chapter 6. And you know the story how the Lord had them to march around the city for 6 days, and then the seventh day seven times. And in Joshua 6 verse 16, well, actually, before that, Joshua commanded the people to not shout, to not make any noise or any word proceed out of their mouth until he tells them to do it. And in verse 16, it says, it came to pass, this is the seventh time on the seventh day, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And in verse 20, so the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. So the trumpet and the shouting together there, and they just had the Lord brought such an amazing, miraculous victory there, because that city was fortified, but they just shouted, and the trumpets blew, and the walls just fell down. So praise the Lord. And another place where we read of shouting and trumpet together was when David brought the ark into Zion, the city of David. And this is when David was girded with that linen ephod, and it's in 2 Samuel 6. But it says, David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with a sound of the trumpet. David loved the Lord, and he so wanted to have a place for the ark and for the house of God. And he shouted, and he danced before the Lord. He just couldn't contain himself. And there was wonderful rejoicing there. And then if you want to turn to Ezra chapter 3, And this is when they're laying the foundation of the house of the Lord. And Solomon's temple had been destroyed, and they were 70 years in captivity, and they came back, and Ezra led them. They were building a house. This is where they laid the foundation of the house of the Lord. In Ezra 3, chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Keep reading here. Verse 12. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. So there was the ancient men that had seen Solomon's temple, and they wept because Solomon's temple was so grand, and this was just something they were just basically building out of the ashes. But those that hadn't seen Solomon's temple, they shouted. They said, "This is, we're laying the foundation here." And they were shouting so loud you couldn't hear the weeping of the men anymore. So there might be times of sorrow, but joy comes in the morning. So praise the Lord. And then one more place here where we read about trumpets and shouting is in the book of Job, where the Lord is speaking to Job. And in chapter 39, he talks about the war horse. In verse 19, he says, "Hast thou given the horse strength?" But in verses 24 through 25, about, speaking of the horse, "He swalloweth the ground with fierceness and rage, neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet. He saith among the trumpets, Ha, ha, and he smelleth the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting." And we know that that horse represents what we read in Philippians, that's the lover of the horse, the lover of the race. But there's a different version that in verse 24 that I like. It says, "He swalloweth the ground with fierceness and rage, and he cannot stand still at the sound of the trumpet." Hallelujah. Well, that's going to be us, right? We're waiting for that trumpet sound, and that's what we're not going to be standing still when that happens. In fact, that's what verse we're going to go to next. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And this is the trumpet we're listening for. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Hallelujah. He'll shout to call us, but we'll be shouting too as we praise the Lord as he calls us up. This word here, shout, is a Greek word that's only in the Bible this one time. And it means a cry of incitement, like in our song, "Rouse the Battle Cry." And it's an incitement to do something violent. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Well, did you ever read that verse? It says, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." That's us. We're not shy about this. The Lord has offered something to us, and we want to be like those saints that said, "That's mine. I'm taking it. No one's going to stop me." And it's all us just believing the Lord. He'll do it. Praise the Lord. So another Thayer's definition of this word says it's an order or command, specifically a stimulating cry to soldiers by a commander. And that's what we read in that song. Christ is captain of the mighty throng. He's the captain, and he's going to shout, and he's going to call us home. And it's not going to be just a shout to wake up or something. It's going to be a shout to let's go. We've got things to do here. There's a ruling and reigning that's got to go on, and our commander's going to shout for us. And it's also when that it says the dead in Christ shall rise when he shouts. And made me think of what I've heard about when Jesus called to Lazarus, when Lazarus had been dead 4 days, and Jesus went there and he says, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus came out. And I've heard preachers say that if he didn't specifically say Lazarus, if he would just say come forth, then all the dead in Christ would have came up. He was specific about Lazarus. But that's what it's going to be. The word of the Lord is powerful. And when he calls us, everyone that is dead in Christ shall rise. And those that are alive and remain, we get to go up and be with him. I'm looking forward to that. Hope that encouraged you this morning.